B-Pod Studios.
Matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Toronto Dominion Garden in downtown Boston, Massachusetts. The Leafs and the Boston Bruins. Game 7. Why wouldn't it be?
What I want, you got, might be hard to handle.
Puck along the boards just from a bad pass by Dermott. They score! Joakim Nordstrom on a shot from a sharp angle.
But I got full stock, thoughts and dreams they scatter.
Jake Gardner is there, lost the puck in a centering pass, they score!
I can't explain. Well, you.
They have gift wrapped two Boston goals.
Make my dreams come true.
Here the Bruins in with a shot, scores! Oh my! Sean Corrali!
Become a screamer when they're messing with a dreamer.
And with 17:20 to go in the third period, this crowd is alive again.
Instant shout my way out. You wrap yourself.
Leafs can't even get control of the Boston end. And another giveaway.
Nylander gives the puck away. Empty net. Thank you very much.
Well, you.
And the Leafs, back-to-back seasons, will leave Boston and head out on vacation.
Didn't even book the hotel.
Get on that, because you're not staying with me.
Make my dreams come true.
Oh, Mr. Bones. You could cancel that hotel in Columbus.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I didn't book that one either. I didn't feel too good about things.
I kind of like that version better.
Is that American Idol guy? You like the sad, make my dreams
I
come
saw
true?
Him. He's
what
really
American
good.
Idol guy?
That's the guy's on American Idol. He sang that song, that slowed down version of Hall & Oates.
What guy is that?
I don't know, but he sings out of the side of his mouth, and he's going to be a star. This guy's going to be a star.
Wait, he's on it now?
He's on it now. It's like Carrie Underwood. This is like he came out flying at the beginning of this thing, this contest, like Carrie Underwood at the beginning of hers when she was on American Idol. Mm. This guy's going to be a star.
Tim Halpern, Tom said?
Dan Halpern? Tim Halpern? The guy's
Halpern
good.
Halpern and H.
I was flicking around. I saw him singing something. I was like,
that guy was on Idol in 2011.
Oh,
so that's only 8 years ago.
That song is the equivalent of our slowed down Zombie Nation song.
Yes.
Our acoustic.
Yes, that's the. But this, that's definitely like a sad version of their goal.
Oh, that's sad. Zombie Nation acoustic is more contemplative.
Yeah.
Could be off season.
Yeah, it's not sad. It's just a slowed down off season, less intensity.
Yes.
Right?
That's sad.
It makes you want to go to a monastery.
That's straight up sad.
Oh, yeah.
Goal song for Toronto. Sorry, Toronto. You know, one team's success is always another team's failure at this time of year, and oh my, did they fail. How pissed would you be today if you were a Toronto Maple Leafs fan?
What's your reaction, though? Do you fire Babcock?
I wouldn't be that
you
pissed.
You had two shots to close it out, the first one at home, and you lost both games.
Okay, listen. You've lost Game 7 to the Bruins three times, but it's been spread out over 6 years. So really, how angry can you get? Your team in your city, in your country, like the country's national sport. This is it. There's no question.
27
no question
straight,
like
27
here,
straight
is it
years,
really
Canada?
Is it baseball? Is it football? But is there a team that we put above all others? Nah, they're supposed to be American. It's the Maple Leafs. It's hockey in Canada, and it's the Maple Leafs, and that's it. And this is a team that can't get out of the first round for, what are we on, 16, 17 seasons now? It's horrific. And the same team has bounced you in a game 7 three times now in the last 6 years. Piss doesn't even describe it, Beetle.
Make my dreams come true.
They have to be losing their minds. And what do you do? What do you do?
Get a new goalie.
Do you fire Babcock?
No, I
get a new goalie.
I know, that's crazy, but I wouldn't do it either. And I wouldn't get a new goalie.
Yeah, shake something up.
Anderson was fantastic in the first part of this series.
Dude, you got Tavares to come there. You got to shake something up. You got to change something. You get a new goalie or get a new coach.
I don't know.
That's your sport.
I'd start with something significant, and the first stop would be goalie.
Yeah.
Get a new goalie. Yeah. In case you get into one of those, you know, deep playoff series, and you need a guy who's going to stop the puck.
How many goals in the last two games? Like,
was it Anderson why they lost?
It felt like he was a decent part of it. I know that, well, you know.
Took us a big reason why you finished, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you hang. Different. That's what you do.
Wait, Babcock postgame. Did you hear Babcock postgame?
Your goalie was better than theirs in the final game of the year.
Babcock reiterated three or four times. We felt like we played the better game until it was 3-1. Until it was 3-1, we played the better game. He just kept saying it over and
he's
over
right,
again.
Though.
He he's wasn't right. ripping the goalie, but he wasn't saying the goalie played well.
The Bruins were not good.
So the Corrali goal for him, put it away, which we all thought.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there it is. There it is.
I don't think he was happy about the first goal either.
He shouldn't have been.
But the way he spoke post-game, he ripped the goalie without ripping the goalie. It was like one of those read between the lines type of things.
But the other part of it is, too, last night, if you're Toronto, through those first two periods, how do you not finish your chances? Through the first two periods, how do you play that way and not score?
Yeah, Matthews, you had Tavares point blank.
You got one goal in there. And it was off a bad turnover. You had all kinds of zone time and good opportunities, and you couldn't bury any of your chances. Obviously, Tuukka in the second period was fabulous. But they came out flying. Again, if the Bruins hadn't scored those two goals in the first period and they went to the rim tied, if there were no goals after one, we would have been terrified last night. Those two goals in the first period, that whole first period to me is amazing. That the Bruins left that period up 2-0. How does that happen? The way that Toronto came out. But I wouldn't fire the coach. I wouldn't. But damn. How pissed would you be today? How angry would this show be today if we were up there?
Oh.
Yeah, two shots to close these guys out.
What are you going to talk? NFL draft? Are you going to talk hoops? No, you're going to talk. You got Toronto, I guess.
I mean, it was a decisive victory for the Bruins in this game last night. But over the course of the series, I said yesterday before, I said, Bruins win tonight. I'm going to call this a draw that the Bruins get to move on from. It's not like they played poorly in this series. Toronto was the better team for much of the series.
Yep.
For much of it, probably for the majority of it, they were the better team, which is crazy to walk away losers.
There were times last night, even with a one goal and a two goal lead, you're watching them and the spacing they have, and they move the puck down the ice. It doesn't look like what the Bruins have. Thinking, wow, this team is talented. And the puck movement. Like you said, they didn't finish chances. They had chances. Your goalie stood on his head a little last night. Credit to him, man. A lot of that today. A lot of big Tuukka support today. You know, look at the way the head coach talked about him. Jesus. Get after this guy. Get on this guy. If he has a convention now, man. Quick turnaround, too.
You watched NBC last night, NBC Sports Network, to get the game. I was watching Nesson.
I can't deal with the ticker and the tinted screen.
I just like Jack and Brick. You know, I like Jack in the big games, all the crazy things he says, including why don't we just play some of them, Jim, if you don't mind?
All right.
A couple of clips from Jack from last night.
After the Johansson goal?
Yes.
Bruins on the forecheck. Johansson scores! Marcus Johansson! Markstrom and Johansson against Anderson. It's a Scandinavian assault.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that one teed up ready to go.
Scandinavian assault almost sounds like a contradiction in terms.
Ever
assaulted anyone?
You're not going to get that from Jack. That's just not, you're not going to, I mean, from NBC. And
is that the name
Doc.
Of the, is that the name of the band that, Eli Manning used to listen to? Das's Boot? Scandinavian assault? Remember that, Jim?
The end of the game? On the Leafs?
This is actually the Coyle goal before the Bergeron empty netter.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. So this made it 4-2. Or 4-1, excuse me.
Krejci takes it away. Krejci to Coyle! And the Leafs are mulch again!
The Leafs are mulch again. you know, I don't know that you want to have your mulch made out of leaves. I think you want some good wood chips in there, you know?
Yeah, leaves are not mulch. It's wood chips.
Well, there might be bits and pieces of mulch in there.
Yeah, yeah,
bits
not really.
And pieces of the leaves in the mulch.
Not really.
Minute.
I would have gone a different direction with that leaf phrase. I would say, hey, Toronto, why don't you make like a tree and get out of here? That's Back to the Future.
He knew he wasn't. Yeah. That's Biff.
Mulch.
Hey, McFly. Yeah. He's unloading it there because he knows he doesn't have any games after this.
Yep, that's it. Last game of the year. Kitchen Let it all out, baby. Let it all
He's
out.
He's sitting there writing that stuff down in the morning. I got all these calls ready to go tonight.
Well, National guys the rest of the way.
Like the guy in Florida who would drop in the movie lines that made no sense and no connection to the play whatsoever. It's like, got to work these in somewhere.
Brad Stevens, head coach of the Celtics. He was at the Bruins game last night. We'll talk to him next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hand to Kyrie. You want the ball in the hands of your closer. That's where it is right now. Celtics trying to close out the sweep. Kyrie straight away. Now angles to the right side of the floor against Evan. Seven on the shot clock. Kick to the open man. Jason Tatum, four on the shot clock. Tatum finds Hayward, the hot hand for three. Good night. Gordon Hayward, appropriately enough, comes home to Indiana and closes the show. Timeout, Nate McMillan. But this game, this series, and his season are over.
.11:20 here on Zolak and Bertrand. Waiting on head coach Brad Stevens, scheduled to join us at this time.
He's probably hungover.
15 seconds late.
All the ginger ale and water. I bet he didn't even have a soda last night.
Did see him on television, though.
He was enjoying it.
Was it TV? Did they show it on TV?
Yeah.
Or was it on social media? I don't remember.
No, it was on, TV.
I saw it.
Yeah, they showed him on the Jumbotron, then later in the game, they showed him on the broadcast.
He was waving a towel. Yeah.
Yeah, that was on the Jumbotron, the towel, right?
Can't remember. Yeah. They got him there.
Yeah, it was like right before they cut away.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Then they shut him up in the booth, chewing on some gum.
Brady stayed up late, too. He was tweeting after the game.
He was. Yeah, TV 12.
Game 7, man. How can you miss it?
TV 12. He's been up late as of late.
Yeah.
He was watching the Celtics last week. He was watching the Bruins last night.
I don't know if he was watching the Celtics or if he was watching highlights the next day of the Celtics in the gym.
Wasn't it posted that night, though, when he said something about Kyrie?
I thought it was the next day. I'll check it. But I thought it was. Like
I think it was that
Center
night. I thought it was that night.
Didn't he just sort of under his breath go, Kyrie?
He's like, yeah.
Good. Yeah, I thought it was like an end Celtics. Of a Sports Center highlight. And
oh,
he just mentioned it.
Either right, way, Celtics Brady's been good. Paying attention lately.
Yeah,
he's been busy doing things. All right, let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Welcome in the head coach of the Boston Celtics, Brad Stevens. Hi, Coach. How are you?
Hey guys, what's going on?
How you feel today? I saw you pounding the waters up there in a suite. Looked like you were having a good time at the Bruins game with your team.
We had a good time. It's always fun to get a chance just to be a fan for a night. And then it's always, you know, I think the other part of it is just getting in a playoff atmosphere like that, right? I mean, I think obviously we've had a few of our own already this year, but just a reminder of what that building can be like in the playoffs is pretty special.
It's a pretty good rapport between all these teams. I mean, I've seen you know, obviously down at Gillette, and you've been to practices there, and, you know, the hockey game last night, and sort of the run this city has been on, Red Sox, you know, the Patriots, and, you know, the Bruins, the way they're heading with home ice now. And is there any message you take out of that to where you can apply to your team and, you know, heading to the next phase here for you guys?
No, I just think we just appreciate the opportunity to watch, to learn, to be around, to spend time with anybody from those teams. I mean, I think they're, you know, obviously incredible players, incredible athletes, people that have achieved at the highest level on all of those teams. And then, you know, the coaching relationships that you have staff to staff are just, I mean, it's just, that's what it's all about. It's a blast to get a chance to, you know, to pick the different brains of the people on all of those staffs. And we've all got a good relationship and we're all, you know, excited to root for one another. And it's a really fun part about coaching here in Boston. And something that, you know, my family loves and it's a big part of our experience as fans. And we enjoy, the opportunity to just be a fan. And so it's, again, whether it's going to a game, going to a practice, picking somebody's brain over lunch, whatever the case may be, those are invaluable experiences.
Do you have any inside info on when your series will begin?
We are still awaiting final word, and we've been awaiting final word for multiple days now, and so hopefully we get final word very, very soon.
Do they at least give you a hint so you can plan for your team?
They tell us as it's going along. They tell both teams as it's going along kind of what they're thinking. This one's been frustrating because, you know, obviously we've been off since or we've been not playing games since Sunday night, and so to create a practice schedule where you can practice appropriately, prepare appropriately, and rest appropriately, you know, obviously depends on when your next game is. And so it's one of those things that we have to wait for all the slots to fill or not be filled, and then they figure out where to slot us. And, you know, obviously it's probably a little bit of a factor in regards to a lot of these playoff series in the first round have ended early.
Has Giannis been keeping you up at night? Have you started to try and figure that problem out yet?
Just for 2 years. I mean, that's all. But no, he's special. You know, obviously we played against them in the playoffs last year and he was special. He was an all NBA player last year. He's the probable MVP this year. I think that what he does, not only from the standpoint of scoring, handling, defending, rebounding, go on down the list, but just his tenacity and the way he attacks the game is special. And, you know, clearly is contagious. They've got a really good thing going. They've got a lot of good players around him. Obviously, that starts with Middleton, who was an all-star. But Lopez has had one of his best years and kind of changed his whole game. You know, Brogdon's been a 50-40-90 guy this year, which is incredible. And then they've just got guys all across their lineup, up and down their lineup, a ton of depth, a lot of guys that are smart, that can shoot it, that know how to play off of those guys and make the right play over and over.
You know, when you mentioned Brogdon, what are you planning for in terms of him and his availability for this series? Are you just going to approach it as if he's going to be back in the series at some point?
Yeah, and they don't necessarily play different when he's not in. So they're going to play the same regardless if he's in. Now, he'll play with the ball more than some of the players taking his minutes right now, like Sterling Brown and Connaughton are guys that play off cutting and play off the pass a little bit more and are excellent at it. They've both been really good people to really just put in that place. Brogdon will play more as a ball handler and be more of a primary decision maker when he's in the game, and so they just have another guy that can really drive it when he's in the game. But they don't change how they play overall, so we'll anticipate he'll be back. We don't know when, and you know, we'll find out when everybody else does.
Things trending well for Marcus Smart? I guess he's moving around a little bit on a treadmill and stuff.
It seems like it's trending well, but it doesn't. I don't have any timeline, and I don't. You know, I think it was 4 to 6 weeks is what we were told initially, and there's just so many. There's so few examples of this in basketball. There's a lot more in baseball. There's some in some other sports that we've you know, that our sports science staff's been studying and working with, but he's really progressed as well as could have been hoped, is what I've been told. But I have not, that they haven't said that he'll be ready anytime soon.
We're talking with Brad Stevens, head coach of the Celtics, as they get ready for the second round against the Milwaukee Bucks. What did you think of Kyrie's series in round one? And are you noticing that maybe he's, I don't know, more engaged than we typically see him? He really seemed into it and really seemed to take it to a new level in that first series. Do you agree with that?
I mean, it's hard to say that he took it to a new level when he averaged 23, 7 assists, 5. Like, he had a remarkable year. I mean, I think he had an all-NBA year. So, like, I thought that defensively he was really good. I thought offensively he just made the right play over and over. He was great when he was isolated and great when he had more space. And then when they double-teamed him or ran at him or whatever the case may be, he just made the right play. I thought he was good. I mean, I thought he was really good. I don't think it was a different level of, like, folks are coming. I don't think there's any doubt that the playoffs bring out an even more intense focus on that next possession, and that's not for one person. That's for everybody.
I should rephrase. He looked to be enjoying himself in a way that maybe we haven't seen him enjoy himself this year, and based on some of the things he said at times, he hasn't always been the happiest guy. It really feels like he's in a really good place right now.
Well, I'll let him answer that, but I think my easy answer to that would be winning's a lot more fun than not. So, you know, obviously we won the series and won it in four games, and I thought it was a really challenging series and a really good first series for us to have to go through. I mean, Indiana's physicality and the way they rotated bodies on him, and the way they defended us and how hard they made it to score every time down the floor is great preparation as we get ready to play against another really good defense in Milwaukee, both for Kyrie and all everybody else.
We had one of your players on our show in the first hour of our show. Do you have any favorite young players that maybe your favorite to coach? Maybe wears a single digit or something?
We've got multiple young players that wear a single digit, so you're going to have to be a little bit more specific than that.
Who's the youngest?
Who's the youngest player on your team?
You guys didn't have Rob Williams on.
Yes! Is he your favorite?
Is he your favorite?
He's not a single digit player. He's 44.
We were instructed
to ask who your favorite young player is.
That's what he wanted us
Did
to
he
ask.
Say,
he said he's your youngest.
I think Rob Williams is younger, but I might be wrong. They may be right around. They're right around the same age, barely 21. But Tatum's had an awfully good end of the year here, and then into the playoffs, and he was good in round one. And he would probably say that that I'm hardest on him, and that when we do film, it always starts with what Tatum did wrong. But I'd say that's only true half the time.
Tatum's about 6 months younger than Williams.
Wow.
Being told.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got him beat.
Wow.
Yeah, look, I guess I don't know all the details of that.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time.
Yep, good luck this weekend.
All right, guys. Have fun. Right, see you.
See you, man.
Right. That is Coach Brad Stevens of the Boston Celtics with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. It will be Saturday or Sunday for the Celtics.
I think it's going to be Sunday.
Time TBA.
What I read last night is that just basically, if there's no game sevens, they're going to play Saturday. And if there are game sevens, they're going to play Sunday. Really? I don't know how reliable that was, but that was one of the reporters on Twitter last night said that.
Uh-huh. So maybe that's why.
So if they close all the series out before Saturday, then they're going to play Saturday.
Now, this won't impact the Celtics series, but the Bruins are starting right away. They're going to play Thursday, Saturday, and not a Friday, Sunday setup. Do you know that Sunday the Garden is unavailable? Because they have a Cher concert there.
That's awesome.
What the hell are they doing over there?
Trying to turn back time.
Yeah,
of course. They believe in life after love.
Yeah, right. Why would you be scheduling a concert?
Because it's Cher.
Which, as we now know, beats the hell out of the ice in the middle of playoff season when you host and you're the home of both the Bruins and Celtics. It's not like this is the end of May. This is still in April. It's the second round for both of those teams.
Right. But I got you, babe. I mean,
Cher's going to be...
You know what I heard?
Cher's going to be 73 years old next month. Do you really want to put her off until June and have her come back, or July?
So you know how they had
how many more chances are we going to have to see Cher?
Remember when they had a Coachella and they put a Tupac in like a
hologram?
Yeah. Supposedly she does the same thing with Sonny Bono, and they do the "I Got You, Babe."
Oh, that's not creepy at all.
Well, yeah.
See, wearing a ski jacket.
Sing a song with my dead ex husband.
Does he have a helmet? Does he have a helmet on?
Come on, Sonny.
Do they have like that thing like the ride?
Look out for the tree!
You're going down the roller coaster. Do they have like those videos like going down slopes with the GoPro?
The POV,
on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be nice. That's
odd.
Well,
it's offensive.
It's odd that they've got a concert scheduled on Sunday in the middle of playoff season.
What are you doing? Who scheduled that?
They're making a ton of money is what they're doing.
Oh, that's so lame.
She banged it out, I guess. Sold out. It's not cheap.
Middle of playoff season. Hope the ice is good when the Bruins make it back later in the series.
Well, they got that Hemosote. Isn't that what it was called?
That was Homo Soap.
Homo Soap.
Homo Soap?
I thought that's what Soap said it was. Homo Soap. Isn't that what it is?
That's what I thought it said. Homosote.
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 S-O-T-E. Homosote.
Yeah.
How the caller said it.
They did. We can play back.
No.
Let's not. Let's go to the headlines. Okay. Hardy has us covered on that front.
Oh, look, we're late.
Our thanks to Brad Stevens for his time. Red Sox, what do you know? One day they suck again. One day. It's all it took. One day,
they're
two
back.
Games, they're back. We'll touch on that, and of course, your Bruins calls as well. We'll do it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
I know what I can do on a baseball field. I know it's y'all's job to freak out, but I'm not worried about where I'm at or what I'm doing. I know what I'm capable of doing, and check the book. I've done it quite a bit. So, for me, it's getting my stuff back, getting my command back, and putting it all together.
Chris Sale, after going out yesterday and the Red Sox losing another game. I thought Sale was okay yesterday. He wasn't terrible.
He ain't good enough. It's not Chris Sale.
That is true. Five innings for him. Five innings. He needed 97 pitches to get through the five innings.
Do we have to softly couch this now? Because you're worried about him just snapping. Now, you haven't won yet this year. Keep saying, well, there's this snippet or that snippet's better, or this inning he had better velocity, or this inning he had better control. Bottom line, he's getting hit. Guys are hitting him.
He did strike out 10. That's encouraging.
It's positive.
He gave up five hits. It wasn't like he gave up a ton of hits. Yeah, one of them was a home run.
But even some of the outs this year, just hard hit balls.
It's two runs over five innings. We'll take that every time, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I think that's still trending in the right direction. Still going the right way.
You'll take five innings out of Chris Sale every outing?
Five innings? Shouldn't we be talking seven?
Right now? Yeah, I will take the five innings and out of him right now.
That's our new ceiling?
That's his best start of the year.
That sounds like old Pedro.
Yeah, I mean, listen, just because the Red Sox were stupid and gave the guy the $145 million before seeing him throw a pitch, I'm not going to all of a sudden just sit here and bitch about Chris Sale every time. I have reasonable expectations. I know where he's at in his career. Just because they don't doesn't mean I have to pretend that I don't. I know where he's at.
So you don't think he's getting the velocity back?
I'll pass along. Oh, will you pass it along?
Pass it along. Yeah, pass it along.
Intern? Thanks. What do you want to pass along?
Do I think Chris Sale is going to return to the guy that he was 2 years ago, 3 years ago? No, I don't feel like we're getting that guy back.
How about the velocity?
good, but part of the problem is that it's not great, and you saw a lot of guys fouling pitches off, and that's the difference between being able to blow everybody away and a guy extending at bats and then having to throw 97 pitches to get through five innings.
I expect him.
That's part of the problem with him.
I expect him to peak late June, early July, and then sort of fall off again velocity-wise towards the end of the year. Start having issues.
There's a big difference between the mid-90s and the upper 90s when you're talking about getting guys out. There is. And there's also a big difference in that 2 or 3 miles an hour velocity in terms of how many pitches you have to throw every time you go out.
That's what all great hitters talk about, too. That 4 to 5 mile per hour drop.
Doesn't even need to be 4 or 5.
Yeah, but I mean,
two or three is the difference between getting a little piece of it and whiffing.
Right. Yeah. He's not blowing the ball by anybody.
So is Price the ace now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Period.
Why is that a wow?
Yeah.
Look at the way that Chris...
He's earned that.
Still pitched at the end of the year. He was hurt. Look at the way that David Price pitched at the end of the year going into the offseason. I don't know, man. David Price has become a likable guy all of a sudden.
Sure has.
Pitches well.
Speaks well now.
He's got all kinds of things to say. He was hitting the panic button.
I remember that special on Nesson is like inside the life of somebody with him and Remy sitting down for like a long form interview type thing.
I'll check it out. Put it on the DVR. Yeah, David Price is your ace. It's not Chris Sale. Chris Sale needs to earn that back if that's what he wants to be considered. I don't think he really cares about that. I think he just wants to pitch well. He's not there yet. He's got a ways to go. But he's better. I mean, you got to admit, it wasn't horrible. It looked better yesterday. It's going in the right... Is it going in the wrong direction or the right direction, Jim? It's going the right way.
Yeah, he's trending up. It was uncomfortable watching how many balls were fouled off of him yesterday, though.
Still trending up. It's a slow process. Obviously.
I checked the book. I've done it quite a bit.
Don't like hearing that, though.
That's Beckett.
What do I need to check the book for?
It's Chell's job to freak out, but... I'm not worried about where I'm at or what I'm doing. I know what I'm capable of doing, and check the book. I've done it quite a bit. So.
Oh, it's a back gosh.
Resume. Don't you hate that?
Resume.
My 18
okay,
days
I'll
off.
Okay, I'll check
you
the
do
book.
Do what you want. You do what you want on your days off. I do what I do.
I think he's generally been well received here. Has anyone really been very critical of Chris Sale since he's arrived in Boston?
To his defense, I mean.
Again, apparently we're freaking out.
It's repetitive questions.
This is
though.
Freaking out? Right. Who's freaking out, number one?
You're getting the same questions. I get it.
No. Who in that group was freaking out that he was talking to?
I don't know. Because he's bugged by some question.
Oh, God. I hate when guys do it. Fine, we'll check the book. You're 30 years old. You're now in your 30s. That's the first thing the book tells me.
Don't tell us to check the book when you go back and look at the book when you're at your best in the velocity of what it says you are in that book as to what it is now and to where how people are hitting you or how people are falling the ball off is much different than what it was in the book when you're at your best. Because people can do that. We can put the velocity numbers up there real quick from the book. Don't tell people to fact check things. People are reacting to what you see and what you see now. That's sports. That's what we do.
I know what I can do on a baseball field.
Oh, boy. Don't you hate that?
Yeah. This is what get David
That doesn't
Price
sound like talking. A guy who thinks he's trending in the right direction. That sounds like overconfident defense.
Didn't the last start?
He is trending in the right direction.
All of a sudden, last start, he had no answers, right? Wasn't that the last response? I got nothing. I don't know what. I don't have any answers for what's going
check
on.
Check the book, though.
And all of a sudden, you're supposed to check the book.
I'll check the book. Fine. All right. You're 30 years old now. That's the first thing the book tells me. The book also tells me you pitched 158 innings last year, which is the fewest of any full season in your entire career. That's what the book says. The book also says that your velocity is down. Your location has sucked since the start of the year. The book says that about you. The book says it's now almost May. Why don't you actually look like the guy that you've looked like for most of the book? Why don't you just do that?
Okay.
Then you won't have to sit here and tell us to check the book for you.
You got to hope he finds the velocity, right?
If you're telling us we have to go check the book, it means that you didn't show it to us out on the mound today. That's why you feel the need to tell us this.
Yeah, you're not in the mood for a recreated Chris Sale, a different type of pitcher. You're looking for the guy with high velocity, right?
No,
if it doesn't get better for him, it's going to be a bad
book,
year.
Check the book.
Not yet. Give him some time.
One bright spot yesterday. Red Sox lose 2 games, but there is one bright spot that came out of that. And if you haven't seen it yet, go look it up for yourself. Michael Chavis hit a bomb.
Juice man.
Absolute bomb.
Bring the juice back.
450 feet or so. He dropped a bomb. You want that in the lineup? If he's going to play some second base, do you want that in the lineup or Dustin Pedroia every 3 weeks for 3 days?
Right? He's not a big guy. He's maybe a new little leader. Short and stumpy. Stocky. Was he 240?
Man, did Stump. That, he crushed that ball.
Is
he got all
Stump?
That. Let's do this. Let's get right back to your Bruins calls coming up next. And we also have something else on last night's game as we continue to talk Bruins. Some of the fan reaction from last night's game that we want to get to. We'll do that at noon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Call. Not a popular call. But it gives the Bruins a chance.
Doesn't do it justice. You gotta tighten it up.
No, we can't do it justice because you can't play it.
You could say and then
no, you really can't.
Yeah, you could. It gets no context to it. So Mike Milbury swore last night.
Yeah,
huh?
He did. Yeah, he dropped bleep a bleep me on
bleep
TV.
Me. Emmerich didn't know what
do you
to
think
do
it was
it.
Definitely over the call.
Yep. I think it was yes. Over the it was over the Bruins icing the puck again.
Somebody had an open mic and Emmerich.
I don't know if it was that, because listen, he says something after the fact, like something's bothering him.
Yeah, I thought for a second, I'm like, I don't even know that he's talking about what's happening on the ice. I feel like he could have dropped a cup of coffee in his lap there or something. It was like, oh.
Or crapped his pants.
I thought it was, how many icing calls did we have to contend with in the first part of that game last night?
Or maybe
night?
He just thought his mic was off, right?
Oh, he definitely thought his mic
was off. He definitely thought his mic was off, but I took it to mean... And it was after the Bruins were being called for was another icing, correct?
All right, play it again.
The timing of the reaction, yes.
Call. Not a popular call. But it gives the Bruins a chance.
He's still trying to talk to somebody
says,
there.
Why is this? And then he cuts off.
Yeah, something was going on there. It may have been unrelated to what was happening on the ice. And the whole, Emmerich was shook thing. Doc Emmerich's a grown man. He's heard bad words before. I'm wondering if Emmerich was like reaching over when it happened. I just think about if it were us, what I would immediately do, anything that we're brought, I'd start, I'd be start reaching over to hit
points. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, somebody spills something or something goes down.
Or you start
or the video
reaching
goes
for
down.
Something. You're like, hey, get his attention.
I don't hear anything.
How would Soucy react to you if you did that on the air?
Huh?
How would Soucy react?
He'd reach.
Yeah.
He wouldn't say anything, though, right?
No.
But you guys are like 10 feet apart from each other.
Yeah, you guys can't reach each other.
Not at the home. The home booth is so far. Like usually
on the road, you could, though.
On a road, you could hit each other right in the back of the head. Yeah.
What, would Bob's just get pulled back, yanked back by the cord if he went too far? Just us walking towards zone, gets yanked back?
Yeah. Man, we're pretty much on top of each other on the road. We're like right there.
It's hot.
Shut up.
And you know what? It makes me realize... that after like 9 o'clock at night, we should allow this anyway on television.
I think it's good. I think it's good for the broadcast.
It's fabulous. Yeah. Oh, I'd enjoy it so much more.
Same bad
all those
call.
Primetime games, Zoe on the radio, man. Just let him go.
Yep.
Let
That's
it fly.
A full bleep call.
Let it fly. Let's do this. Let it fly a little bit. Let's get them. Let them say what they really want to say. 617-779-0985. Let's go to Bobby in Columbus. Bobby.
What's up, Zoe? Beetle, Hardy.
Hey, Bobby.
Doing? So I was born and raised on the North Shore, but graduated from Ohio State and now live in Columbus. So I think I have some unique insight. Beetle, you're 100% right. The drive on 71 between Columbus and Cincinnati is wacky.
Yeah, and as I remembered it, Bobby, I think I actually drove through. We had to go to Dayton for a game, and then we went from Dayton to Columbus. So it was Cincinnati to Dayton, Dayton to Columbus.
Huh. Yeah, and yeah. You know, you're going to hell signs and all that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of you're going to burn in hell. You know, a lot of that. You know, Hardy said there's a very diverse community in Columbus. I remember there being like, you know, gays will burn in hell signs, like really intense stuff on those billboards that are out in the middle of these farms. Like on, so you drive by a cornfield and these people would have erected billboards in the middle of the cornfield. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
So, it is a diverse city, up and coming city. The food, like, you know, going back to the last call about roast beef, the food is good here. One thing I do miss, though, you know, obviously on the North Shore in Boston, you can find everywhere is a slice of pizza. Unless you go to Sparrow's, you can't find a slice of pizza.
Sbarro's?
Sbarro's highly underrated.
Sbarro's in a mall. That's about it.
I love Sbarro's.
I don't mind Sbarro's.
Sbarro's, it's thick. It's good.
You got like that stromboli there. You know, it's like a calzone.
Get a meatball on a side, like a little
pizza
bowl.
Pizza slice of calzone.
Garlic roll.
Caesar salad. Yeah.
That's where Michael Scott goes for a good pizza when he goes to New York.
We're just saying count your blessings.
Columbus. Okay. So we're gonna learn to hate them, though, by the end of the series.
The team. The town, though, I'm telling you, is sneaky likable.
All right.
And there's a casino not far from there.
There you go.
Pretty nice one.
We're going to have a casino not far from here.
Next thing you know, he'll be telling me he likes Wheeling, West Virginia.
Get that small licensing thing figured out.
All right. Well, we'll see which one is easier to get to from this side of the river. You know, what the one that they had in Columbus, which was, you know, just a few minutes outside of town, or the one here.
Okay. Probably the one there.
Yeah.
You want something quick from Tortorella here?
Sure.
We're talking about Columbus,
this is going to be fun, too. The Tortorella angle of all this.
The new Blue Jackets defenseman, Vladislav Gavrikov, will have his immigration issues settled in time for game one.
Damn, Ruski.
It'll be coach's decision if he can play, but he says, quote, this guy can play. We know he can play.
He's bringing in a Ruski. He's bringing in a Drago. Vladimir.
I thought you were going to tell me something fun or witty that Tortorella
yeah,
said.
Yeah, I thought you had a...
You're telling me that he said...
That the fact that they're having a immigration issues with a Russian defenseman in time for game one, that's not, awesome. Not good?
The KGB, we talked to him. You get papers cleared.
Now we have new players to learn about?
We pick him up at gate.
The intern is really loud, huh?
Yes, he is really loud.
Must have been on air, that's why.
Oh, God.
90 Typical. Seconds, no commercials. Yeah. Hardy with the headlines.
Are they able to get him in and get him those work papers? And I'm only half joking. As part of the expanded, like, come on in and work for the summer programs that have been implemented? And you know why those had such easy passage? Somebody just happens to have a lot of golf courses and hotels and stuff where they rely on workers like that. So maybe he's, someone else benefiting from this. Oh, you need to come in and work. Oh, that's all right.
And he's Russian? Is that what he is? He's Russian?
Yeah, apparently he's really good. He's an elite prospect, apparently.
Vladimir.
He played in their scrimmage, though, so he's already here.
He brings vodka and he brings his crosses with him.
Russian.
Crosses? 6-3-2-0-5.
This is Russian East till this weekend. Yes.
didn't you claim to be Russian Orthodox?
Orthodox Eastern, yeah.
At some point.
Are you celebrating again
this
weekend?
But you're Polish.
Yeah, no, I'm Russian Orthodox. I told you I'm a Slav. Yeah.
So what, you celebrated Easter last weekend, though.
Last weekend.
What are you
going
to do this week?
Another ham.
It's very religious of you.
Yeah. Some eggs.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.